Good morning to all our listeners and welcome to another Thursday edition of Roy and Friends on your favorite radio station 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Liel and I'm standing in for the one and only Roy Peretz. Yes?
You're actually sitting in.
I'm
for Roy.
Standing He's in by sitting.
By sitting down.
If it makes any sense.
It makes some sense,
it
yes.
It makes sense to whom?
To all the listeners out there to understand what you say.
I don't know if all of them, but if you understood, that's great.
Thank you.
I need you to be by my side.
In front of me.
Roy, by the way, is on a vacay. That's all we're going to say at the moment. Today is the 5th of April, 2018. The time now is 10 past 9. And it's also the 20 of Chaf Nisan, 5,778. And with me in the studio is someone that just left the mic. Oh, he's back. Okay, Peter Feldman. How's it, Peter?
Great. Nice to be back on this lovely Thursday morning. There's
it
a bit
is,
of a chill
is.
In the air, which means heralding autumn.
We're very excited. I'm just going to introduce
I know what you're excited
you,
about.
But wait, don't
jump the gun.
Don't jump the gun. I got some music and stuff to play in the background. Moshe Staograd, how are you, Moshe?
Good morning. Very well.
How was your evening yesterday?
Well, you know, I enjoyed it. Because you enjoyed it.
Thank you. I love you too. I think it's only because I gave you some compliment about your game on Saturday that you guys played very well and I was quite impressed. And you have one game on us, so you're probably going to be in front of us in the table. Let's see. There is, six games to go?
Yeah, six.
We got six, you got seven.
That's right, because we got a game in hand.
You got a game in hand because you're still in a lot of competition that we are... We are from December, we're
and
not
then,
there.
FA Cup
and all these other ones, our guest tonight.
Today.
Tonight, really.
Wake up! It's
Moshe.
Morning!
It's Moshe. It's Moshe. Moshe's fault. Whatever happened wrong now, guys, it's Moshe's fault. We have Rabbi Ilan Herman with us. How are you, Ilan?
Hey, great to be on the show.
Awesome. Yeah.
Thanks, Leo.
Great to be back. Ilan was with us today, if you remember him. Ilan is from Soul Workout Nonprofit Organization, right?
Nachon.
And he's the organizer of the Grand Sport Raffle that we're going to talk about today. We're also going to talk about the nonprofit organization a little bit because it's interesting. How are you doing, Ilan?
Yeah, thank God. Good. I actually just came from a Brit Milah celebration.
Whoa, so you're blessed.
On Pesach, so it was amazing. Erev Yontov, and the boy's name is Ariel, the Lion of Hashem. And what can I say? We should all just have smachot.
You're giving me the chills. That's like the best thing you can have. Being a Brit. You already hear the background, and you know what we were going to talk about.
Yes, sir.
So yesterday, my beloved, it's only mine, eh? My beloved Liverpool played an amazing game, and they beat Manchester City in the quarterfinals of the Champions League by the score 3-0. And it was quite exciting. There was quite a lot of people over the phone send messages during the game, and it was very, very exciting. And I don't know, what do you think, guys? I'm still on a high. It doesn't mean anything much.
Not right now, it doesn't mean
much. Doesn't mean anything much. I think that next week on Tuesday
it's going to be the great leveler.
It can be...
I was out last night.
Oh.
I put my tape recorder on. You still use the old VCR.
Is it?
I'm still old-fashioned, old school. I went to see Peter Dirkace's new show.
Okay.
It's very good.
Is it?
Yes. Darling, it's called.
Yeah.
It's about his life in Darling, this little town in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
And on the way back, I turned on the television. It was about 9:30, and the teams were coming back on the field. And for a few minutes, they didn't actually give you the score. And I was wondering, because I know City are so good.
Yeah.
And when I saw 3-0, I couldn't believe it. I said, no, this can't be right. But so I stopped the tape because I was going to watch the beginning to see all three goals. And they held on. It was just amazing. We were at the edge of our seat game. And it's not often where you really feel the tension coming out from the TV set. And the commentator kept saying how tense it was at Anfield, and you could actually cut the atmosphere with a knife.
Is it?
It was amazing. It was one of the best games I've seen. And Liverpool held on. They were just fantastic.
It was an outstanding performance.
It was. Are you, you're a Liverpool supporter.
There
we go.
Who is not?
no, there are a lot. There's one in the studio here.
Moshe not, but he also enjoyed it.
Enjoy a good game, Moshe.
It was a very good game.
Especially
the first half.
Only the first half. You're a Liverpool fan, the second half was very frightening and stressing.
Defensible, yeah.
But we know how good Manchester City are. And we're playing on their home turf.
They are.
I'm sure they're going to come back, and we've got to be very careful.
Definitely. And they have a lot of dangerous tools in their armory, in the shade that they can use. And I think they have one of the greatest coaches that we saw in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. Pep Guardiola changed soccer as we know it with Barcelona. And he's still, I think, one of the greatest. He will be remembered as one of the greatest. So everything is open. We'll see.
Can I put a spoke in the wheel?
Yeah?
No, I'm a massive Liverpool supporter since I've been a child. And
how old are you, Ilan? Let's see.
We can't reveal that.
Okay, I can tell you since when I remember I support Liverpool. It's 1983.
I remember
the moment that.
My spoke in the wheel is that I was sitting at a coffee table last week at a kosher venue here in Glen Hazel, and somebody was talking soccer, and they mentioned that Mohamed Salah came up.
Yeah,
and I said that he came up against one of the Israeli teams in a European game.
Yes,
and
against Maccabi, he didn't came up. He scored a goal and he celebrated overjoyed. He was
the game was 3-3, right?
I don't remember the score. It was four or five years ago.
I researched it.
He played for Basel then, yeah.
No, so what happened was before the game, instead of shaking the hands with the Israeli team, he didn't. He avoided shaking the hands.
He did.
So I had to make a conclusion that while I do enjoy his soccer and I'm grateful that he scores the goals that he does.
I have to cut you there because we were just talking about black coffee before the show. And if you're aware of the whole situation and the whole fiasco. Black coffee is
the DJ, the singer.
Black coffee is
the
DJ.
Therefore, I must say something, Ilan. Sorry to interrupt. But it shows you that government don't make peace. People make peace. Why I'm saying this, Mohamed Salah is an Egyptian. There's a peace between Egypt and Israel. Suddenly, the person by himself refuses to do it. So you don't do peace between governments, you do peace between people.
And the same with Or Sasson. You know Or Sasson? He won a bronze medal for judo for Israel.
What about
at the
him?
Rio Olympics?
Yeah.
Same thing happened with the
Was
the
Iranian, no?
I know. They didn't shake his hand or didn't come to...
Correct.
He didn't shake his hand.
They refused to...
Yeah.
Egyptian,
but
even
again,
though Egypt has got...
Eli, you cannot... You have to make the difference between art, that I put sport in the arts, and media. You cannot put politics in it. I cannot base my admiration on Mohamed Salah if he loves my country or if he loves another country or if he don't like another country. It's beside the point. Luis Suarez is a Uruguayan. Uruguayan have one of the biggest Palestinian population in the world.
Okay.
After Chile. And they are very much pro-Palestinian country, Uruguay. So we're going to take everything that Suarez did for us and look at it differently. I don't believe so. What happened with Black Coffee is a South African DJ. He's the most successful DJ from South Africa.
One of the most, yeah.
He's living in America for the last year or so and making music over there with all the big guys that we know. And he performed last Friday in Tel Aviv. And he dared to go and perform in...
So the BDS had a field day.
The BDS had a filler, and the ANC were in. And the ANC now called him and gave him one. Mm-hmm. You understand? So I can't... And this is the same ANC that didn't let the Dalai Lama come into South Africa. Hey, don't forget.
No, this was politics. So, This was
so
politics.
It's all politics. It's all politics.
Because of China, not because
it's,
of...
Yes, it. It's all politics. Guys, we're going to go for a song, a nice song, and then commercial break. Mm. Yeah, but let's listen first to... You want to put commercial first, Grace? Put commercial and then we put the song. Let's go to commercial.
This is Wine Friends with Roy Perez.
Ilan is with us to remind you. How are you, Ilan? Again?
Baruch Hashem. Hakol b'seder, toda rabba.
Good, good.
How's my Hebrew?
Your Hebrew is kacha kacha.
Kacha kacha.
Tzarich od zman ba'aretz.
No, it's not. It's better than a King David Hebrew, but...
Why? Was a bit King David Hebrew
King
not
David
good?
Hebrew is...
No good. Okay, we won't
stop,
go
start,
there.
Stop, start.
Start, otherwise you're opening a can of worms.
No, the problem is with the Hebrew language is changing by the minute.
In what way?
In Israel. The new words.
New
the
words.
New way to pronounce, the new way to say, the, everything. We are...
No, because
it's
a
very
David,
dynamic...
At King David Yeshiva College, all the Jewish schools over here, they teach you the grammar, but not really
how
speaking.
To talk,
that's
yes,
right.
Speaking.
If you want to really speak... Because, you know, if you go to Israel and speak slang and this kind, you won't understand it.
So you're learning by the book and there's no conversational...
No. Absolutely.
No. And you sound very robotic, but I can understand them, so that's
yes,
good enough.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's good a good
enough.
Fundamental, maybe. You know.
So tell me, Lan, what kind of charity is the... let me get the...
get it right.
Soul Workout organization.
So basically, Soul Workout hosts this annual grand sports raffle.
Yeah.
Last year, and basically the beneficiaries of the recipients of the charity changed from raffle to raffle. Last year we assisted Chiriletti School in Soweto with massive infrastructural change to their water and irrigation system, which was vital and necessary for the school's basic water and toilets and functioning. And assisted as well last year through the Angel Network, which is a wonderful organization, who used the raffle to raise funds for schools that they assist down in PE. And Walmer Schools, if I recall correctly. And this year we are doing the raffle, assisting four organizations: CHOC, which is Children's Cancer, the Africa Tikkun organization, which is education and helping people go from schools all the way through to job finding, right through. That's Africa Tikkun. And then there's Feed South Africa, which is a wonderful organization assisting primarily, again, children, school kids, and that sort of thing with food necessities, literally assisting hunger problems in South African broader communities. And then there's Chayenu, which is, we all have heard of Chayenu, many of us haven't, so I'll just elaborate. Chayenu is an organization which brings Israeli cancer children across from Israel on an annual hospitality trip, and in fact that trip is happening this month in a short while, where they bring them and they really give them the time of their lives, these children who are suffering from cancer and literally would never have an opportunity like this. They come to South Africa and they are hosted across the South African community in Johannesburg and in Cape Town. And they're given literally an opportunity that they would never otherwise have. So those are the four organizations that we are raising funds through this grand sports raffle. The brand ambassador organization which represents the raffle is Kia South Africa. That is our support group. And it is run under the Lotteries Board of South Africa, the auspices of the Lotteries Board. And yeah, so you can win a trip. Firstly, this morning is the early bird draw, where you can win a trip to Nasna and four nights at the Premier Hotel.
Oh, wow.
It's the first prize is today. And in a month's time,
it's not, just to elaborate, it's not the first prize. It's the first draw that we do today for this prize.
Right.
The first prize, the big prize,
is in a month's time on the 13th of May. We are going to draw a winner to go for a week to Russia to the FIFA World Cup. 1 week in Russia, in Moscow, two games of the round of 16, and it's flights and accommodation, and it is a lifetime trip. Last year, by the way, we took two people to Stamford Bridge to watch a big Premier League game, VIP seats, Chelsea Arsenal, And also two people won tickets to go to the Australian Tennis Open quarterfinals.
Uh-oh. How do you manage to get these tickets?
That's beautiful.
So some of it we have to fund through the actual funds raised.
Kia is a sponsor of this one.
So Kia invests a certain amount into it, not enough to cover. So they sort of assist us with infrastructure to get the, if you want to put it, the raffle out into the word, into the... But we rely on ticket purchases to be able
to pay for it.
Correct. Significant amount.
So in connection with this, we mentioned yesterday in our show, we told everybody to go to grandsportraffle.com.
Thank you.
And go and press, there's a button there and said raffle, you can press on it and you can contribute.
It's 200 you click grand. On it.
Click on it. And you press on it with your mouse.
Oh, really? Yes, I thought you click on it.
You click on it.
Okay.
It's fine.
Technical term.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Tomato. It's the American term.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, it's very reasonably priced. It's 200 rand a ticket.
Okay.
Which is really...
And you can buy as many as you want.
As many as you want.
Is there any other way to contribute if you want? At the moment, only through the website.
No, they can contact us at Soul Workout, and we can arrange for books.
How they can do that?
So you can contact us. You can just look up the Soul Workout website, soulworkout.co.za. Otherwise, just get a hold of us, 011-440-1178. That's the office number, 440-1178. We are doing activations at schools. So, for example, King David Sandton and Yeshiva College at this point have taken on to raise for Chayenu. They've obviously recognized the value in associating to that particular Jewish cause. And we are also doing what's called the corporate and the business side of the challenge, whereby businesses take a certain amount of books, and what they then do is that they each week they do a draw within their company.
What books are we talking about? The books,
the raffle
tickets?
Books, okay. Actual raffle tickets books. So if you want to get hold of us and get, you know, contribute from a business or corporate point of view, then by all means, please,
so
we'd love to hear from
you. Go get tickets and go and sell tickets to people and help raise the money.
Rabbi, absolutely. How did it all start? How did the concept start? Whose was it? How long has it been going? Can I have a bit of background on it?
Well, Soul Workout has been going for about 7-8 years. We've done usually an annual concert to raise funds for whether it's the soldiers, the lone soldiers of Israel, or the victims of terror the previous year. And then we have done various other activations such as educational workshops in schools. And then came the Grand Sports Raffle concept, which was to not just do a raffle within the Jewish community, but to broaden it.
For that,
we had to go to a great, great length of effort to work through the Lotteries Board of South Africa. It's a very challenging,
elaborate, you've got to get all
process. Otherwise, you need to get your own special lawyers and accountants to...
Verify it.
And it's very difficult to find Jewish lawyers, so, you know. So it started. Last year was literally the first year we finally got it going with those massive. And the idea is that we want to create a raffle which is so enticing from a sports point of view and unique, because
it is.
We want to create something which people really want to go attend. Maybe next time we're going to try and do Manchester United Liverpool, the top game in the Premier
British
League.
Football, yeah.
The alternative we're thinking is the Tennis Open in US Open.
That's
tennis.
Awesome. Woo, everybody would love to see a tennis match in one of the Grand Slams, or a big golf championship, or a Formula One race. That's something that's very, very attractive.
Lifetime trip.
Yes, definitely. I think.
Yeah, and the people that came from these trips, they came back with reviews.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a...
Like you said, it's one in a lifetime. I don't think that you're going to get twice something like this.
Opportunity. But also remember, it's the charities at the end of the day that are benefiting.
At the end of the day.
So please, we're just creating the vehicle, the opportunity for you to make both the charities benefit as well as the people to be part of a potentially
good
amazing
terminology
raffle.
Vehicle, are you tying up with Kia? Is that okay?
Jeez, you are sharp.
No, Peter is number one in this one.
Wow.
What I wanted to say that I like that you concentrate on the sports side of the charity than to make it a whole Jewish or whole Israeli or whole to have this theme. to it. And then you can put, like you said, you're working with chalk, you're working with other companies, other charities that everybody can relate and everybody can put money. And the prize is definitely, I think it's more for men, but not the prize that we're giving today, by the way. It's not for men. That's for everybody. So
there's lots of museums and in Russia. Art shows fashion shows in Russia for the women to go to during that week.
My dad came back from Zimbabwe. It was when I got married about 12 years ago. Yeah. He came back from Zimbabwe and he said, I wanted to tell him something, but I can't. I want to tell him something, but I can't. I'm scared. So I think Russia is more or less the same kind of situation. You need to be very...
Well, over so many years, we've heard about Russia, about people disappearing. We've seen Russian movies.
No, I don't think you will disappear, but you can find yourself in a very pleasant situation,
yes,
you know.
Yes. Well, did you see that that movie with...
With Liam Neeson.
The guy went over and somehow he got involved in the politics. He tried to save some girl and he ended up with a special branch locking him up. He never got home. He went through one of their stalags in the middle of winter and he really suffered. And it's a scary story and it was based on fact, so...
But guys, you can always call Chuck Norris, eh?
Let's listen.
Yeah.
Or Rambo. James
it's Roy's favorite.
Rambo, yeah. Rambo. Nah, yeah. Rambo. He's always a hero around the corner to save the day.
Sayeret Matkal.
Woo!
Now, we're going to hear another song. We're going to go to commercial. And stay with us. We're going to have the special draw after that. And we're back. And this is the moment we all been waiting for today. We're here with Ilan Herman from the Grand Sports Raffle. And Ilan, what we're going to do now? Take us through what we're going to do.
So basically, we've got a box here in studio with all the
entry forms.
Entry forms, yeah, that have been both online.
How many more or less?
Only a couple of hundred.
Listen, it's the start. We still have a month to go.
So please roll in.
Yes, guys, please. We need this box to be full. It's half full now.
Did you tell listeners or people that were there that I must listen to
High
FM?
Absolutely. So I said between 9 and 10.
In the website, there's a banner.
Yes.
Okay, and it says to listen to us today.
Fantastic.
For this... Yes. So I really hope, guys, you are listening. I didn't say our numbers, but whoever listens knows our numbers. And can join the conversation and say what he wants.
We're gonna do now. Some very lucky person going to Nasdaq.
Are we
going
to contact them on air?
So yeah, we're going to actually
phone them and say hi.
We can?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Just before we go to the roll, John, who's going to be doing the draw here in studio? Okay, I just want everybody to hear as we...
We're going to shake.
And by the way, I've come across a lot of people, guys. I know, I really want to remain friends with everyone. I had about... Listen, 50 people coming to see
Ilan. Yeah, but you got four.
Guys, I love you all, but.
Four witnesses here with you in the studio. Yeah. Let's make sure that it's not going to be a sham. It's going to be a very.
Very authentic.
Very authentic.
You shake, rattling, and rolling.
Very fair, and we're rolling and shaking.
You know, Ilan, I'm sending the lottery every
week. Keep on shaking.
Yeah. I'm sending the lottery every week. I never win. So I came to the conclusion that the moment they do the draw, they take away my numbers, put aside, and then they do the draw.
How did you know
that's
that?
That's how much they are thinking of you.
Guys, I think we're almost ready.
We're going to shake, rattle, and roll with some music, and we're going to roll
the draw. Yeah, we need a drum roll, actually.
I'm going to do the draw.
And Peter going to pick up the lucky winner that's going to win. Ilan, just repeat the price again before we're giving it to him.
Four nights at the Premier Hotel in Nasna. That's flights and four nights at this exquisite resort.
Wow.
And I draw one ticket.
I wish it would be my name.
Actually, we're going to draw the third... We're going to draw three tickets.
And the
final ticket's going to be the winner. So we're going to name you on it. By the way, whoever we draw, you guys go straight back in for the main draw.
Yes.
So technically, the person that wins the Premier
can win a double.
Hotel can win double. Can go to Russia too. Wow, so you're not excluded from the main draw.
I read a couple of years ago of a guy in Durban who won the lotto twice.
Sure.
He won the Lotto Plus.
It's like getting hit by a lightning twice. Ooh. Yeah, it's very nice chances. Okay, right. Peter.
Right, my hand goes
Let's
in.
Let's do the...
Craig, are you playing rattle and roll?
Number three. We finished to rattle. We finished to roll. And the third one. The third place goes to...
is Norma Robinson. Sorry, Norma, you came third, but at least you got out the hat, and you're going to go straight back in.
Yeah, that's some luck, so maybe you're going to get luck for the main...
And this, I can tell you, was from the King David Santon Schools. Awesome. Norma Robinson, well done. Sorry, but you're coming in at third.
In second place.
Second place is Judy Moritz.
Judy.
Oh, wow. Judy Moritz.
Sorry, but...
Is she in the studio today?
Ah!
Okay, so...
second place.
Helen Haldemuth has just told us that Judy
won't be
for the Yiddish
show. But Judy, that's a lot of luck, eh?
Well, I must say that Judy bought 10 tickets.
So she's well deserved. Maybe she's still going to get
there
first.
Maybe she's still going to win. And the winner, ladies and gentlemen, is none other than... Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Come on. Say it.
I don't believe it. You're not going to. You said lightning strikes twice.
Yeah.
Huh?
So?
And the winner is... Lewis Weinstein, I don't believe it.
What do you mean?
Weinstein won the trip last year to go to Melbourne for the tennis.
No way. Lewis.
Congratulations, Lewis. You know what? You deserve it. I think he must have bought at least three or four books. Hey?
First of all,
there you go.
First of all, you deserve it. Second of all,
5,000 rand worth of tickets.
Well done
towards the charity.
Congratulations,
well done, Lewis Weinstein. Can we give Lewis Weinstein a call?
Yes,
we can try to give him a call. Maybe he can be with us quickly. Let's see. And
Judy and Norman, you know, going straight back in.
You know that God and Lewis,
Lewis
will go back.
Yes.
You know that God works in a mysterious way. And maybe Lewis have something that we don't know about.
He's got a special connection.
He's got a special connection.
So you're taking by the connection, you ask him what happened.
Lewis Weinstein is a true mensch, and there's nobody that deserves it more.
I don't know the man, but...
Listen, the more ticket that you buy, you got bigger chances to win. And that makes sense.
Yep.
Very, very easy.
Well
so
done,
buy
Lewis.
As many tickets as you can. It's for a good cause. It's going for... very important places.
That's right. So remember, it's CHOC, Feed South Africa, Africa Tikkun, Chayenu. And you get to choose which one, by the way, online. You just got to make your choice. It will give you which of those you want to direct
that's awesome.
Your funds toward which of those groups.
That's awesome. And I hope on the 13th of May, we're going to have some numbers. And we're going to show you that we're really, really here to change life. This organization is... sacred people that are doing holy work. And
when are we drawing the big winners?
13th of May. That'll be at Norwood Mall, like we did last
year.
That's
the big one.
That's the big one. So we'll do a whole festive occasion on a Sunday.
We're gonna update you here on the show.
I just
want
to say a big thank you to you guys, because you've really given us the opportunity for getting it out there and the forum. And thank you to
for the good
cash in
for the good for the good.
Good word. What's the word you want to use?
The word I want to
philanthropy.
Use is work. Philanthropy, yes. Work, occasion, whatever you want to call it.
But you're doing amazing. You're
pleasure.
Doing amazing work.
Yeah.
And we need this in the present conditions in South Africa.
Definitely.
And people are coming to the party, which is a cliche, but people are giving willingly, and that's so important, because Jews always give. Jews always. You know, decide what we're going to do and how we're going to try and help things, change the landscape. Yes, there are so many out there who deserve it and so many out there who need our help. And that's what it's all about, helping our fellow man.
We got some problem connecting Lewis, but...
Let me try from Marcel. Let me just see if I can reach him.
Yeah, I think we need to go for commercials, and we're going to have the last song.
Let's see if Lewis answers.
We're trying to call him, guys. That's what you're hearing.
Good morning. Is Mr. Weinstein available?
No, he's in the factory. He's not available right now.
Okay.
Okay. Will you please convey to Mr. Weinstein that he is the lucky winner of the first early bird draw of the Grand Sports Raffle for him and his wife? I hope it's his wife. That is going with him to the...
Four nights
at the Premier Hotel in Nasna, and a flight... And thank you to him
for... Mr. Weinstein's also bought tickets.
I know, but I saw the whole crew bought tickets from the company, but his name came up as the winning one. So
hold on, yes, Mr. Weinstein.
Eh? Mr. Weinstein's arrived, folks. Don't go away.
Yeah.
Hello,
Mr. Weinstein.
That's me.
Lewis, the lightning does strike twice. Can you believe it? Honestly.
I don't want to win this prize. I want to win the big prize.
We're putting you back in the draw. Don't worry. You might still win the prize to Russia. Lewis won the prize to go to Melbourne. Tell us about how was Melbourne last year, by the way, Lewis?
Melbourne was outstanding. Fantastic.
And Lewis, if you don't want the prize, I'm more than willing to take it from you. I will do that for you if I have
there
to.
You go, Lewis. You've got a very generous man offering you two.
Congratulations.
Well done, Lewis.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Okay. Enjoy your prize.
Okay. All the best. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. Peter, and believe it or not, this is actually Ilan, our guest, singing in the background. One of his many talents.
Thanks, Neil.
Ilan, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. I'm busy.
At least your talents aren't hidden.
They were until this
morning. Thank you for coming. Thank you for this draw. We're going to be in touch and we're going to update the guys about the big draw as well before. And we try to push people to go and buy the raffle and contribute to the great cause. Thank you to Moshe Staugrad.
Good day, lovely, beautiful. Chag Sameach. At the end of Pesach, Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach. We're still going to have another
2 days.
Seder today. And
Moshe.
And tomorrow.
Thanks for taking care of Pharaoh.
And Peter.
Thank you.
Feldman.
What can I say?
We'll see you next Wednesday.
Yeah.
With a new show. And hopefully with bread already. Not hopefully, definitely
bread.
With
are
bread.
You looking forward to your bread?
I'm looking forward.
Yeah, please,
forward
on a Saturday
bread.
Night, don't rush to the bread, the pita, take it easy.
I'm from the morning, I'm sitting and waiting. Guys, have a great, great weekend. Shabbat shalom, Chag Sameach. And we hear from you next week.
Cheers.
Shalom.